I'm not sure where you get your news from, but I wonder, do you trust the news that you hear these days? You know, it's almost exactly 1 year since the Oxford Dictionary declared post-truth to be its word of the year. Post-truth. It's got nothing to do with what Royal Mail might agree amongst their delivery guys. It's got everything to do with a time after a period when truth was considered important. Post-truth. It means that society is no longer worried about objective, true, accurate facts. Society is now, it seems, much more influenced by emotional, personal beliefs. If you want to believe in something, no, that's fine, believe it, that's fine, go with it. Which has led to a rash of fake news. And this year, one of the most commonly used expressions has been fake news. We hear it all the time. It gained popularity probably in the light of discussions on the Brexit vote, stay, leave, where unsubstantiated claims could be made in the media and would be accepted if they were stated with passion. And then, of course, came the American presidential elections. Something similar happened. And we found that the candidates and their campaign teams on both sides sought to influence voters with dubious stories about their opponent's character, their actions, their plans. And it all was able to feed in because it met with pre-existing biases, anxieties, and fears. And all of this, of course, becomes particularly possible and is encouraged because the many sources of news that we have now don't necessarily feel the same compulsion to check the accuracy of their stories. So in our digital, media-driven age, this becomes a real problem. Years ago, we used to call it gossip. Now we call it social media, the internet, and anything goes. Which is the reason why, to my pain and grief, I have come across this year in particular groups of people who are passionate that the world is flat. Passionate, even though the Flat Earth Society was utterly discredited decades ago through rigorous intellectual argument and debate. But now with an unregulated internet where people go to sources of information that no one ever checks, nobody can bother about because they write whatever you like, these things go unchallenged. Yet tonight, I want to talk to you about the biggest news story there has ever been. And so I want to ask the question about the Christmas story. Fake news? Or could it be good news? Christmas story. All those announcements that you've heard about in our readings, undoubtedly the greatest declaration of news that has ever existed, repeated more times than any other stories and accounts. But is it fake news or could it be good news? Well, let's go back to that hillside. Outside Bethlehem, and a group of shepherds are there minding their own business, taking care, watching over the sheep that are in their charge, when suddenly a great light appears in the sky. Glory of the Lord shines all around them. And along with that comes a declaration from an angel which stated loud and clear that this was good news. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. But if you'd been there, I wonder what your reaction would have been to these lights going off suddenly in the world around you. Did anyone see any really bright lights in the sky, by the way? 11 days ago in our area. Nobody. Incredible. Well, someone here did. My wife. Driving home from work from Woodbridge, she saw a great light, greenish bright light, shooting through the night sky. And when she burst through the door, she was so excited, even more from the fact that she'd got home from work again. But she was excited. Did you see the light? And I said, no, I had missed it. And then we tried to work out what it was. What was it, one of these inflatable, illuminated Santas got blown off a roof, back to B&Q from whence it came? From whence it came. That sounds a bit like a carol, doesn't it? From whence it came. Anyway, was it Santa? No, I don't think it was. Could it be the big guy dressed in red with the black boots and the sack on his back and, you know, the sleigh bells and practicing for this evening, a rehearsal? No. Lorinda was told by someone that it was the European Space Station coming across the night sky. And I believe that was fake news. I believe you can see the European Space Station. I have seen it. You can download on your pad, your internet if you like. Have a look and you can see exactly where it is as it goes round the world. You can see just where it is at any one time. And I have seen it going over. But that travels relatively slowly and it's not that bright. I think that was fake news, but not this. I suspect it was one of these. A meteor or an asteroid burning up as it came through the atmosphere, probably traveling a little faster than that, that film was slowed down. That's what she saw. So could it be that our story's fake news and this Christmas event, because actually it was just a bright light from a meteor? Well, no, it wasn't. Because we read it was accompanied by angels speaking out a message of good news. But not only that, this was not fake news because it was expected news. There'd been declarations that something was about to happen for weeks and months in advance to Mary, to Joseph, to Elizabeth, to Zechariah, that something was coming. But even more than that, it was expected because prophets had been saying this event would happen centuries before it actually did. Give you a couple of examples. Micah, for example, who said this would happen in Bethlehem, the town of David. And that's the where Isaiah spoke of how it would happen, that a virgin would conceive. Human beings could not begin to give and predict this kind of detail. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of the prophecies. Not centuries before these events actually came true. Because this is not fake news, this is God's news. It is God's news and it's good news. It's good news because God is fulfilling the promise that he said he would fulfill. To send one from ancient times who would bring and rescue the people of this world. Do you know what they say about being sure about whether your source of news is true or false? Check the source. Check it. Well, when we read scripture, we read a book of such complexity and yet such consistency, even in all of its sometimes inconvenient detail. You open the book and you are reading history. It happened, reported not by one person, but by around 40 authors, and over a period of around 1,500 years they were writing. Effectively, each one is saying to you, let me tell you what I saw. This is eyewitness news. It is God's ongoing story of his involvement with human beings, from his design for humans to be with him, for their rejection of him, for the utter mess that humans so often find apart from him, and for the solution that he promised that would come through him. This is God's news, and it is good news. So if it is good news, who's the good news to? Well, it was certainly good news to Mary. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you, it says on the screen. Blessed of all women is this woman, because she would have this stunning privilege of bringing a child into this world, not just a beautiful creation of a new human being, but none less than the Son of God, who would go on to bring healing and salvation and knowledge of God. It's good news for Mary, even though it was going to be a torturous time. She was a teenager. That meant a world of problems. It would trash her reputation. It would jeopardize her engagements. It would threaten her life. In these days, you could be stoned to death for such things. But it is joyful because she knew that God had chosen her, and her delight was just to say yes, to be part of God's plan. And it's good news for you because of the example that Mary gives to us. Mary was inexperienced, but it didn't matter. God just needed her to be willing. It's good news for us because God doesn't need us to be experts. He doesn't need us to have a wonderful knowledge. He just wants us to be willing to let him in and let him do what he does in our lives. It's Christmas. I wonder, does God have an invitation to be part of your life and for you to be part of his plans to those around you? It's good news for Mary, but it's also good news for those shepherds that we saw. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. Wow. They say truth is stranger than fiction. Well, this is the strangest story that anybody could surely begin to imagine putting down on paper. And if you wanted to bring a faulty story to people, wanting them to believe that this was God's son, surely you'd do a better job than this. Surely you'd bring something a little more convincing in the sense of the scene, the nativity scene you'd bring him into. Wouldn't you have a scene of real majesty? Perhaps the opulence of a palace that he could be born into. Perhaps you'd have nobles all around, all the comforts of the age, and people who could then share this great knowledge of God. Surely no human being, however poor, deserves to be born in a stable. And yet that's exactly what happened. No delivery room, no medical support, no doctors, no hygiene, hay on the floor, animals all around, germs about, the smell, I can't imagine. Hardly the ideal place for a royal birth, is it? But the God of this world wanted everyone in this world to know, whatever your background, whatever your status in life, that he came to relate to you in all the dirt, the grime, the circumstances that we might ever find ourselves in. This is not fake news, because you couldn't make up a story like this. And it's not fake news, because it's good news, because the shepherds are just nobodies. In their day and age, they were considered the outsiders. On this first Christmas, they didn't smell of eau de cologne. They'd have smelled of eau de sheep, which wasn't pleasant. There's a reason why they lived out in the fields. Isolated from society, unimportant, yet this is the group of people that God made himself known to. And he went on, the message went on to say, today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ. Christ, the promised one, the Messiah from God. And so these shepherds go off. They're so excited. They've just got to tell everybody that they meet. And as they go and they find this stable, they sure enough find the scene exactly as it had been promised. Well, those shepherds saw something of the baby Jesus. I don't know what happened to them after that. We'd have no record. But in the years to come, plenty of people went on to see the adult Jesus and to be impacted as Jesus began to fulfill his role. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He removed the oppression that so many felt. He reached into the dirtiest, the most deprived of circumstances, and he gave people hope. But that was just the beginning. That was just the introduction to show people a new way to live. That was the introduction to begin to introduce them to God and give the invitation for them to know God. But he went on to do something much more dramatic. We spent the evening thinking a little bit about what is true and what is fake. Well, Jesus gave this declaration to those who asked him. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." What he was referring to was what he was about to go through. He was going to go to the cross. He was giving people in the understanding that it was what he did on the cross, taking our sins, our bad things, the things that kept us from God, that would bring salvation. He was the only true way to life. So let me remind you, finally, with this little video clip, of just where this beautiful, quaint nativity story actually leads us to.
Thank you. Same Jesus, same Lord, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. To you this day, a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. One of the things that we have learned in this unconventional age of politics is that when some political event happens that is inconvenient, it's very easy to just label it fake news. Sometimes the most challenging things with the richest of truth, we can so easily write off because it's inconvenient. The invitation is to see this child that came as being the child that went on to do so much more, who gave himself. Because the good news is that Jesus, as God, came into this world. He came. He lived. He died for you. May God richly bless you this Christmas.